Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, people say, like, you're so mysterious, or like, I hardly know anything about you. I'm like, yeah. Why do you think that is? You've never asked me anything about myself. And guess what? I'm not really mysterious at all. If you asked, I would share. But what am I supposed to do? Just offer information? What if you don't care?
What's up, my friend? You already know this is Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And it's no secret that introverts and extroverts have always been at war with each other. Introverts think that extroverts are egotistical maniacs who talk too much. And extroverts think that introverts are boring sticks in the mud who never have anything to say. So today we're talking about things that introverts and extroverts often get wrong or misunderstand about each other, and how a simple change in perspective can help us all communicate with each other a bit more easily. Now, in the clip I just played, the young lady was referring to the all-too-familiar situation in which someone casually comments on the fact that you seem mysterious and they know nothing about you. While you think to yourself, you obviously don't know anything about me because you never ask. And you'll see how that clip is relevant in just a minute. Now, I came across another clip recently of a woman named Haley Page McGee talking about six aspects of communication and how all of us fall into one of two categories. And being aware of and respecting the differences between these categories is the key to being able to communicate with anyone. So let's hear what she has to say.
Here are three communication differences that will totally change the way you see your conversations with friends and family. Volunteers share information about themselves without having to be asked first. Invite-onlys only feel comfortable talking about themselves if they've been asked a question. Volunteers sometimes find invite-onlys guarded, boring, or lacking vulnerability. Meanwhile, invite-onlys sometimes find volunteers self-centered and uncurious.
All right, so in the first part of this clip, she's talking about volunteers and invite-onlys. Now, just to summarize the main difference between these two types of communicators, a volunteer is somebody who will volunteer information about themselves, their interest, what they did yesterday, or what they've been through, how they're feeling, what they're thinking, their opinions. You don't have to ask them to tell you these things. Often in conversation, they'll just volunteer that information. And you might notice the word volunteer is a noun and a verb. So the person who is volunteering is also called a volunteer. You see what I'm saying? And then the invite only is like a self-explanatory term. It's somebody who only offers information once they have been invited to do so. The type of person that's not really going to tell you a lot about themselves or what they're going through or how they're feeling unless you ask them, unless you invite them to share that information. And I really think this is such an important difference for us to keep in mind, because before I knew anything about the art of communication, I used to think that volunteers were just people who talked way too much and only about themselves. I used to find myself thinking, why are you telling me such unimportant information? But then I realized that for a lot of people, this is the way they learn to communicate and share themselves with others. I also realized that my tendency to withhold information until people asked for it was the reason that most people didn't know anything about me. I used to think that people were simply too self-obsessed to stop and ask me something about myself. And although sometimes that really is the case, it's certainly not always the case. We often make the mistake of expecting other people to communicate in the same way we do. So I'm sure that a lot of people don't invite me to speak about myself because they're expecting me to do that voluntarily. And when I don't do it, they assume it's because I'm reserved, shy, cold, or uninterested. And understanding this simple difference in communication styles can and will help you to make conversation more effectively because you'll know how the other person prefers to engage and share information. It'll also keep you from making silly assumptions about someone's personality or mood based on your uninformed subjective opinion. So let's hear what Haley has to say about the next category or aspect of communication.
Askers make requests knowing full well the answer might be no, and they're okay with that. So if an asker asks you if they can sleep on your couch for a week, they fully expect that you might say no. Guessers only ask for things if they're pretty sure the answer will be yes. And they expect that when others ask them things, they're expecting a yes too. So if you ask a guesser to sleep on their couch for a week, they're gonna feel pressured to say yes because they think you're expecting one. Askers sometimes find guessers passive aggressive. Guessers sometimes find askers presumptive. They wish they weren't putting them in the position to say an uncomfortable no all the time.
All right, so the next aspect of communication, she's talking about the difference between what she calls askers and guessers. So just a quick summary, an asker is somebody who has no problem asking for the things that they want or saying how they feel, telling you what they think. You'll often refer to these people as very direct, right? They just say what's on their mind. They tell you what they want. They tell you what they're thinking. Now, a guesser is somebody who prefers to communicate in a less direct way. They're expecting you to guess what it is that they want or what it is that they need, based off of the suggestions that they make in a situation. For example, if two people are at home, a husband and his wife, they're in the kitchen, and his wife is trying to reach a box of cereal from the top shelf in the cupboard. She can't reach it. Instead of saying, "Honey, could you help me get this box of cereal from the top shelf? I can't reach it." She might say something like, "Ah, the cereal is so high up." And then just wait, expecting her husband to pick up on or notice the fact that she said that out loud, because she's expecting him to say, "Oh, you need some help with that?" She wants him to offer the help instead of putting him under pressure and making him say yes or no. May not be the best example, but I do think it illustrates the difference between an asker and a guesser. And this one is largely dependent on the culture that you grew up in or the family that you grew up in, right? And in bonus episode number 22, of this podcast, we talked about the differences between ask and guess culture and how so many misunderstandings and hurt feelings arise because two people are unaware of the difference in the way they make requests. Now, personally, I consider myself to be a purebred asker, meaning I have no problem making it clear that I want something or that I need you to do something for me. Because in my mind, closed mouth don't get fed. And just as Haley said in the clip, I often feel that the guesser types are just being passive aggressive because they're afraid to say something directly. And it also seems to me that the desire to say and ask for everything indirectly has nothing to do with the concern for other people's feelings, but instead a desire for self-preservation. And what I say when I mean that is a lot of times, people won't necessarily be indirect or passive aggressive to make you feel better or to protect your feelings. But instead, they're afraid of the feeling that they will feel when they're told no, or that somebody doesn't like something or whatever. They're worried about their feelings. They don't want to be rejected, or they don't want to feel that sensation or that internal feeling when they offend somebody or say something that people don't like. Now, I know that's just my opinion, just subjective opinion. And I know that there are tons of good people out there who genuinely make an effort not to inconvenience or offend other people. But if I'm being honest with y'all, I struggle to make sense of a situation in which two fully grown adults are literally afraid of saying what it is they really think. I struggle to understand how life is better when everyone says one thing but thinks another. And I struggle to understand how I'm supposed to consider somebody an adult when they're incapable of hearing the word no or the phrase, I don't like that. So if you're listening to this and you are a guesser type, somebody who likes to communicate in a more indirect way, you go out of your way not to inconvenience people or put them on the spot and make them say yes or no, I would really appreciate it if you could give me some insight and help me understand why this style of communication is better to you. Why do you think it's the best way to go about communicating with other people? Because I genuinely don't understand. But let's move on to the third and final aspect of communication that Haley discusses in her video.
When someone shares something, a builder will add on something of their own, like a personal experience or a story that's related. A maintainer will affirm what's been said or ask more specific questions about it. Builders sometimes feel bored by maintainers. Maintainers sometimes feel like builders are self-centered and keep trying to make what they're sharing about them. Share this with your friends so you can better understand your needs and differences together.
All right, so a quick summary of the third aspect. We're talking about builders and maintainers. A builder is somebody who will build on top of whatever was just said. So you might mention that your favorite movie is The Godfather or Scarface or whatever. And then a builder, the person you're talking to, will come in and say, oh, I love blah, 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 a different movie, Wolf on Wall Street or The Irishman or Pulp Fiction or whatever, right? They immediately build on top of what you said. We're talking about movies and you like movie A. Oh, I like movie B. And they're actually expecting you to come back with something of your own. You see what I'm saying? They're just building on top of whatever was said. Whereas a maintainer will often take whatever you've said and maintain that current topic of conversation. So when you say, my favorite movie is Scarface, they'll respond by affirming whatever it is you said or asking you to speak in more detail about that. Like, why do you like it? Oh, that was great cinema or the director in this. So did you know this about that actor? They stay on that topic. They maintain that topic of conversation. They don't change the subject. They don't make it about them. They're taking what you said and kind of stretching it out. You see what I'm saying? Prolonging that topic of conversation. You get the point. So that's the main difference between a builder and a maintainer. And I think, similar to the concept of volunteers and invite-onlys, builders and maintainers can learn a lot from each other. Because when I was younger, I was a pure maintainer. Like I never knew what to say in a conversation. I didn't know how to talk to people, but I was always very good at listening. I was always a good listener. And at some point, I realized that when people were talking to me, I could relay their thoughts back to them in a way that encouraged them to speak more, which is something that I talk about all the time on this podcast. Simple phrases like, tell me more about that. Just five words. Those five simple words can keep somebody talking for hours. And I don't know when I realized that, but once I did, I was able to use that to maintain conversations for very long periods of time without having a bunch of interesting stuff to say. But somewhere along the line, I realized that simply maintaining a conversation isn't enough to keep it interesting. Just like a volunteer is expecting you to volunteer information, a builder will expect you to build on top of what they've said. In other words, contribute your own thoughts, your own stories, your own opinions, your own perspective. You see? And as a maintainer, you might hesitate to do this because if someone has just shared something about themselves, immediately coming in with something about yourself might feel a bit rude. But you have to understand that if you don't give people something to work with, they're eventually going to lose interest. In other words, if you don't give them something about yourself, something that's outside of themselves, a different perspective, different thoughts, different interests, whatever it may be, eventually they're just going to get bored. And as a builder, you have to understand that some people are hesitant to make the conversation about themselves. So whenever you hear someone share something about themselves, You might resist the urge to mention a personal story and instead ask that person to elaborate on what they've said. You can always come in with your own thoughts and stories after that. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. But by making an effort to maintain the current topic of conversation, maintain their idea, their focus point, you're going to give the other person a chance to feel heard and understood, which will make them much more motivated to keep speaking with you, which is what I know you want. If you're listening to this, you're most likely learning English, which means you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know you got to talk to people every day. You got to listen to real spoken English every day. The best way to do that is by having conversations. If you want people to talk to you more, then you got to learn the things that make people want to talk to you more. That's what this episode is about. Understanding that communication is not just talking and listening. There's nuances, there's details, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So with that, let me get on to the point. What is the point here? The point is not to change our communication styles for the world. It's not to make other people feel comfortable in our presence or please other people by changing the way that we prefer to communicate. That is not the point. The point is to understand and respect our differences so that we don't needlessly misinterpret the things that people say and do. So if you're a volunteer, somebody who naturally volunteers information without having to be asked, just be mindful of how much you speak, especially about yourself, and make an effort to be more inquisitive of the people you meet. Because just because you naturally volunteer information doesn't mean that the person you're talking to is naturally going to volunteer information. So if you notice that they're not volunteering information, just ask a couple questions and you might be surprised by how much they share with you just because you asked. And if you're an invite-only type, the type that prefers to wait until asked for the information, just remember that not everyone is going to ask you for your life story, bro. Not everybody cares. And even if they do care, even if they are interested, they may not think that they need to ask you to share yourself because naturally they just share themselves with people. They're volunteers. So that's what you got to remember. You have to learn how to share bits of information about yourself that could lead to a deeper conversation. If you haven't listened to episode number 8 of this podcast, I highly recommend you check it out. It's titled Good Conversations Have Lots of Doorknobs. And it's about that specifically, about learning how to share little bits of information that could lead to a deeper discussion and listening carefully for little things that people say that sound casual, that sound mundane, but could actually be zoomed in on or focused on to go deeper into a conversation and learn more about that person or whatever it may be. That's what that episode is about. So volunteers, remember that not everybody's a volunteer. Invite only. Remember that not everyone's an invite only. That's true for all these aspects, right? And so moving on to the next pair or two aspects, if you're a guesser, somebody who prefers to communicate in a bit of an indirect way, somebody who really doesn't feel comfortable making other people uncomfortable, you don't like putting other people under pressure and making them answer direct questions and stuff like that. What I would say or recommend is that you get used to hearing the word no. In my humble opinion, adults should be able to ask for things and get rejected without it being the end of the world. And this is coming from somebody who fears rejection. I'm not saying this like I've got it all figured out and I'm some fucking sage with the answers and that, you know what I mean? I'm a person just like you. I fear rejection just like you. But as an adult, I know that I have to be comfortable with the fact that if I don't ask, there's a very high chance I will never get. So it's just something for you to think about. And if you are an asker, I would suggest that you just be mindful of both indirect and nonverbal communication, because many people are afraid to tell you no. Many people are afraid to tell you they don't like something or they don't want something. They didn't appreciate the way you did something. They're afraid to do that. So it's very important that you be mindful of that. You got to learn how to communicate what you want without putting people under pressure. Even if you are a very direct person, learning how to communicate indirectly is a skill that I suggest you acquire or develop. You got to develop that skill, right? Because whether you like it or not, the way you communicate with people has more of an impact on their willingness to receive whatever it is you're communicating. Let me say that in a more simple way. The way that you talk to people heavily influences whether or not they're open to even hearing what you have to say. And sometimes just by being too direct, you immediately turn people off, which makes it impossible for you to get what you want from them, whether it's possessions, time, cooperation, attention, whatever it is. So if you're an asker, that's something to think about. Now, moving on to the next pair, if you're a builder, somebody who naturally just builds on top of what other people say, not because you're a narcissist, not because you're self-centered, but just because that's how you learn to communicate. It's like you share something, then I share something, then you share something. If that's your way of communicating, I would suggest that you get in the habit of maintaining a topic in order to get the other person or give the other person a chance to express themselves completely. That's what I would suggest. You can always build on top of whatever they say later, but not everyone is a builder. Not everyone communicates in that way. So if you notice that you're constantly building on top of them and you're thinking, damn, they never say anything about themselves. They never make it about themselves or give any input or add something unique. Maybe consider the fact that they're more of a maintainer and that you have to encourage them to build, to share things, right? Similar to an invite only. And if you're a maintainer, somebody who naturally maintains but doesn't feel comfortable building on top of what other people say because you don't want to hog the spotlight or make it about you, or you don't know how to add to a conversation, so you just maintain, I would just ask you to remember, if you never contribute your own thoughts or stories to a conversation, people will feel like they are being interviewed. If you're just asking question after question or making statement after statement that's meant to keep them talking, some people might feel like, well, I'm just basically talking to myself, just in a job interview, or like I'm a movie star or some shit, talking to a fan. And a lot of people don't like that feeling. They want to feel like they're talking to somebody with their own thoughts and opinions. Who are you? What do you think? You know? So yeah, a lot of people will feel like they're being interviewed and therefore lose interest in the conversation. So what I would suggest is that you, even if you feel afraid to take control of the conversation, to grab the spotlight, if you have to do it afraid, then do it afraid. I don't remember where I heard that. Maybe in some video on TikTok. But this applies to life in general, speaking in English in general. But if you're a maintainer who's afraid to make a conversation about you or grab the spotlight, so to speak. Damn, where was I going with that? Just lost my train. Even in life or whatever, if you're afraid to do something, that's not an excuse for not doing it. It's like, if you have to do it afraid or feeling anxious, do it anyway. The only way to overcome that feeling of fear, that anxiety that you feel, that performance anxiety. The only way to do that is to constantly be performing. And even regular performers, some of your favorite musicians or whoever it may be, performers, still get nervous before shows. And they've been performing for years. So it's like they don't let that stop them from performing at the highest level. Right? LeBron, Kobe, Ronaldo, Messi. I'm sure from time to time they get pre-game jitters and they still go out there and put on a fucking show. We're all capable of that. So if you got to do it while you're afraid, then do it while you're afraid, bro. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to grab the spotlight. You got shit to say too. And if you got shit to say, then you should say it. Just something to think about, all right? And I'll also say, don't just think about it. You got to write about these things. You got to speak about these things. So just take some time to think about the 3 to 5 people that are closest to you. whether it's friends, family, coworkers, whoever it may be, and ask yourself, are they volunteers or invite onlys? Are they askers or are they guessers? Are they builders or maintainers? And then think of some examples, right? Situations when they showed you that they are one or the other. And then think about yourself. Are you an asker, a guesser, volunteer, invite only, builder, maintainer? And what about you characterizes you as one or the other? The point is, write about these things and speak about these things. Don't just listen to the podcast. All right, my friend, gotta put this shit into practice. But that's all I got for you today, my friend. This has been yet another episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.